I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the remains of 9 children who died at the Carlisle Indian School are returned home. And Indigenous knowledge from New Zealand is shared at a climate conference in Alaska. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native vote advocates in Montana are pushing back against efforts to eliminate ballot collection on tribal lands. Many members of the state's 7 tribes live hours from the nearest polling place. Mark Moran reports. The Office of Army Cemeteries has completed its disinterment project over the past month of the remains of students who died at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. The Army released its findings Wednesday on the remains of 9 children, the Associated Press reports. They were returned to tribes in South Dakota, Montana, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. The findings did not include one other tribe, which had remains returned. The tribe asked to be anonymous. New Zealand may be on the other side of the globe from Alaska, but their indigenous peoples have a lot in common. Dr. Iki Hike says both have a long history of talking and listening to the land, knowledge that can help the world adapt to climate change. As KMBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, this was his message at a recent National Indigenous Conference on Climate in Alaska. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.